Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Mark James, Andy Hart. It's James and Hart on Sports Radio WEEI.
The most important thing is you showed up.
Oh, I was showing up.
You said you would never do a show with me.
Well, you know.
And now here you are.
I'm a team player, number one. I'm a team player.
Hey, guys. Hey, Mock and Hot. What do you think of that?
That's not bad.
Yeah, especially for Boston.
Mock and Hot.
That's good.
Mock
and Hot.
Mock and Hot. If I went to Steve Cohen, he would not know who you were.
That's fine.
Okay.
Would he know who you are?
Yes. Okay. I've known him for 15 years. More people know Jim Rome than a podcast on Patriots.com.
So your claim to fame is you know Jim Rome?
No. I actually don't know him.
On Sports Radio, WEEI.
All right. The Maiden Voyage last week. The sequel this week.
Much better.
Mark and Hart.
Although we haven't fought.
No, I know.
We need to fight.
But you know what the great thing about last week was? It was organic.
Exactly.
You don't want to make it manufactured. I don't want fake outrage and just fake. Nope. It's got to be.
That's what a national radio show would do, would have fake outrage.
Oh, no, you can't. Really?
You would do if you're by yourself.
Mike and Mike? Really?
Faux outrage.
You know, Mike and Mike, if they had fake outrage? Really? No. I thought everything was legitimate on that show.
It's like WWE.
Yeah, sure it is. 617-779-7937. We've got into the Big Poppy stuff, the Celtics.
Whoa. Just
Kyrie Irving.
Can they hear us outside?
Yeah.
There's a guy out there with a Blue Jays shirt on and a Red Sox hat.
No, there was a guy out there with a what?
Yes. Right there. That guy right there. Glasses, older gentleman, Blue Jays shirt, Red Sox hat.
And I thought the guy out there with the Expos hat and the Blue Jays shirt was weird. You are right. There is a guy. I wish I could
At least that guy was just a proud Canadian. All the Canadians.
This guy has, he has a Red Sox hat on and a Blue Jays t-shirt.
I think he's confused.
Wow.
I do like the Blue Jays logo, though.
That's crazy.
I always liked a nice Blue Jay.
No. They have classic uniforms. I love their uniform. Going back to the days of Jesse Barfield.
Oh, yeah.
And look what you're Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
George Bell.
Yeah.
Lloyd Mosby.
Joe Carter.
Yeah, Joe Carter.
Fred McGriff.
The funniest story was Ricky Henderson, who ended up playing with John. He won a World Series with John Olerud in Toronto, right?
Sure.
Then he played again with.
If that's true.
He played again with John Olerud with the Mets. He said, you know, there was a guy that I played with in Toronto that wore a helmet at first base, and John Olerud said, Ricky, that was me.
Bleeping moron.
Ricky, that was me. Ricky was in his own world. But by the way, one of the greatest athletes you'll ever see in your life, Ricky Henderson, was
that guy. See his legs when he took his lead at first base?
Right?
It was just like,
oh my God, tree trunks.
Unreal.
I mean, it was like, but he was such an athlete. People talk about greatest. They mentioned Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders.
You can stop it, Bo.
That's it.
But Bo's the greatest athlete that ever walked the planet.
Yeah, but Ricky was great too.
Right.
Ricky is up there. I'm sorry. And if you, that when baseball back in the day, you would always see in they had this thing back in the day called the newspaper.
Oh, yes.
Right.
I used to work for one. PFW. Doesn't exist anymore.
What was it called?
Patriots Football Weekly.
Yeah.
Dead, you know.
Yeah. No, but the online stuff still works, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That little rinky dink podcast and website they do down there. Yeah.
Tell Paul Perrell I said my best.
He hates
it. I don't even know him.
There's a lot of people that don't know you that hate you.
Well, that's
good. I found that out on Twitter.
Then I'm doing my job.
Doing 4 hours with Mark James. Wish I could listen, but with that DB, I'm not going to.
Well, and by the way, this is one of the things someone said. Hey, you're doing a show with a guy named Andy Hart, and he's retweeting all the negative stuff about you and positive stuff about him. I said, I don't care.
What we do.
I don't care.
Don't take it seriously.
I know.
When the listeners start taking it too seriously, we have a problem.
Right.
It's sports talk radio.
Yeah,
here.
We're not curing cancer.
No.
Thank
God, because the world would be screwed if you and I were left to cure cancer.
That would not be good. That would not be good at all. We're trying to cure the Celtics here. We can't even forget about curing
cancer.
And you
have a plan. It's a restricted free agent from the Mavs.
Well, or
who has no chance of leaving.
Nikola Vucevic.
My plan is stay the course.
Or Nikola Vucevic, who's unrestricted free agent.
That seems like
Orlando.
It's closer to their plan.
I wouldn't mind that.
But, I wouldn't love it. It doesn't
But Capella
excite me.
Capella's compelling.
Beal. I see what you did there. Beal is more exciting, in my opinion.
You want to let's make a deal for Bradley Beal. All right. Jeez,
why do you have to do that?
That's what I do.
Stupid and annoying.
No, but
this isn't like third grade poetry class where everything has to rhyme.
Well, there was a guy in St. Louis who rhymed. He was a poet, that St. Louis Blues guy.
Oh,
that was stupid.
The one that Dale and Keefe had on?
Yeah.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't take notes.
I sort of wish that I. No. I was doing nicknames way before that.
Oh, yeah.
But I sort of.
30 times with Rome.
I sort of wish, though, when Mutt and Callahan and I were there, we had the guy Chris Kerber was the play-by-play guy for the Blues. I said, "Did St. Louis gotten used to being Boston's bitch?" And then they came back and beat the Bruins. Yeah. So that was not good.
Nice job.
You knew the first check like that was going to get called in this one after all the whining from Boston's brass.
Oh, jeez. You won the cup. You, John Hamm, Jenna Fischer, Bob Costas, and Joe Buck. Please go celebrate and get out of our lives. At least we don't have to hear Gloria anymore. Don't you dare play Gloria, John. If you do, John, don't.
And you can't go to the bathroom for a year.
Don't play Gloria, whatever you do. I knew you would. I knew you would. You're the Kyrie Irving of EEI, man. You really are.
Oh, that's harsh.
And next
Did Celtics let him use the bathroom?
You should never, you're not allowed to use
the bathroom. He probably doesn't use the bathroom. He's too smart for that.
Yeah, right.
He's found a better way.
But Kyrie Irving's like the agent in the Aaron Rodgers State Farm.
Yeah, exactly.
I just meditate and make it go away.
It goes away.
Yeah. I'm going to make sure next time WEI has a public appearance or we're doing a remote and you're there, John, Blair in Maine hugs you and gives you a big bear hug.
Squeezes.
Yes.
Grinds a little.
Mo in Roslindale is up next. Hey, Mo. What's up, Mo?
Hey, guys. You guys are doing a great job.
Hey, Mo.
Thanks.
So, yeah, I actually had a quick point. I tried making this point last week, and it kind of flew over the guys' heads. So a lot of people are claiming that the Dominican Republic government is trying to cover up the shooting, the real motive behind it. You know, a lot of people are buying into that. You know, a fair story with David Ortiz. So the thing that I don't get, and I was hoping maybe you guys could explain to me. So there would be two main actors. I know there was 10 suspects, whatever, but there would be two main actors involved, the shooter and the guy who hired the shooter, correct?
Sure.
And, you know.
Well, there's like 13 suspects, right. The last I checked, who were arrested, but okay.
But, you know, in a cover-up story, you would think the government, a DR, would want control over what these two main actors are saying, especially to the government, especially to another government's country, right? And if they were going to create a story, then why would the main suspect, the main mastermind, the guy who hired all these men, be someone who's hiding right now currently in the United States? And that, you know, when this guy does get caught, the FBI is going to have access to him. The DR is not going to have complete control over what this guy says.
Maybe.
Because if they get caught in a lie, that would cause huge damage to that government's credibility, to the tourism industry, to everything.
Well, I think the tourism industry is already taking a hit.
Is in the tank.
Yeah.
And their credibility is in the tank. Everybody immediately said, you're not going to get a legit investigation because there's nothing but corruption in the DR.
Right. And by the way, the tourism industry and the government, the perception and reality, it's the same thing as those homes in Melrose that were getting backed up yesterday with the septic tank and the brown water all over the place.
You mean they're
okay? Yeah, I understand that. But so the point is that would be such a huge black eye that would the whole world is watching them right now. I think
What's a bigger black eye? That or the most popular person in your island gets assassinated on your island?
Yeah.
So that tells everybody you're well below David Ortiz. It's more dangerous for you here. Even our most popular countryman is in danger in our country. That's what they're trying to avoid.
Okay, but if they were going to create a made-up story, so you're saying they're covered. So the real person to hire this would have been a hitman, right? It wouldn't have been this made-up, fabricated story. Then why would they name the main suspects be some guy who's hiding in the U.S.?
The whole thing we don't understand is why they're saying that David Ortiz was not the intended target. Right. You haven't mentioned that once in this phone call. That's what we're saying. And he is the intended target, what we're saying.
Okay, so the other thing people are pointing out is they're saying that the two guys look nothing alike, right? But if you look at that picture, okay, they both had white pants. They both had that black like dress-up shirt with that weird color design on it, right? So what are the odds at one table, you're walking in, you see a guy, black shirt, white pants, and people say, oh, no, there's no way. How can you not recognize the most recognizable person?
Because David Ortiz is like at least 263 pounds, and the other guy
okay, put yourself in that guy's shoes. You're going in to murder somebody. Your heart's pounding. Your heart's racing. And they tell you, it was, everybody knows that these are amateurs. It was a botched shooting. They did a terrible job. And you're going in, your heart's pounding. You go up to the table, you see a guy with black shirt, white pants. What are the odds of that? What are the odds that both guys had the same, like, look at their outfits. Not only did they have a black shirt, like white pants, they had a black shirt with that weird design on it.
Okay, so Mo, here's the thing, and I appreciate the phone call. I'll ask you this. Why was David Fernandez, who was the guy next to David Ortiz, why were they trying to snuff him out? Because he came out with a statement and said, it wasn't me.
Right. I never had an enemy in my life,
right,
kind of thing.
He even said, he even put a thing, and I'll get it here, about, it's like, there's not even a cat who hates me.
Right.
He even went that far. So he, who's friends with David Ortiz, is basically telling you that it's not me, it was David Ortiz who's the guy. Here it is. Denied he would have been the target of the shooting in an interview Saturday. He told local radio Son of Tomorrow.
You're reading this where, though?
Quote, I'm just reading this. This was from a newspaper article that came out. David Fernandez denies he was the real target.
Okay.
And he was on this local radio show. He came out and said, quote, I'm a person who has only one phone number. That works honestly. I'm not a man that is economically well situated. I'm a normal, ordinary man. I'm available when they want to investigate me. I'll go. But I do not have a single enemy, not a cat. I do not know where these rumors come from. Then they said they called him the mechanic. The mechanic added, I and David are two very physically different people in appearance. And so he comes out and like even says, so therein lies the cover up.
Couldn't you have paid him off? If you are the DR government and you really want this to be believable, don't you need him to sort of be on board?
You do.
And maybe
you do.
Slip him 400,000 pesos, Dominican pesos, or whatever the payoff was.
And by only 8 grand to out Big Poppy?
As most people have pointed out, you could have stolen his jewelry and gotten away with a lot more.
Right.
But this is also probably one of those things where the person who actually hired the hit, you don't say no to. If he comes to you and you say no, then the next hit's on you, kind of thing.
Could be.
Right?
Yeah. I don't think
I'm piecing this together with what I've seen on TV and movies.
Yeah.
I'm not real big into the cartel industry. I don't have intimate knowledge of the cartel.
Yeah, and I was looking at it too, and they did not have the same outfit. And I've seen the pictures. So that's the thing that's where it lies. It wasn't like they were dressed identically. They weren't. They were different shirts. Now, the patterns were a little wild. They were a little sort of what The Rock would wear back in the 90s with the WWE.
What a lot of people would wear in the Dominican on a hot night, right?
Sure.
Those wavy shirts, like those Tommy Bahama type fluid flowing shirts.
Yeah.
There's no way this was mistaken. There's no way. I'm sorry.
It was not. It was it's total BS. And that's the thing is now anything that comes out of their mouth, you talked about the Chris Sims listing of Tom Brady's ninth. This has more credibility than the Attorney General.
Correct. Yeah,
in the Dominican Republic.
But as I said to you, there's some people that just take it at face value. They read a headline, Dominican denies Ortiz as target.
Yeah.
And they'll just go on.
Right.
Now, anybody who actually looks at photos, reads any quotes from, the people involved. But I do think the next step in this is how does Ortiz handle it himself? What does he say?
He hasn't said
Is he
anything,
in on this? Is he going to continue this story? Is he going to just feign ignorance, say, I don't know if it was me, I don't know, definitive?
Listen, he's going to have to hold a press conference.
At some point, he's going to talk.
At some point, he's going to have to talk.
Probably not a press conference, an interview, soft landing.
Oprah.
Interview where it's taped and he can shut the cameras off at whatever point, not answer what he wants to not answer.
Right.
But he will speak at some point.
Yeah, there ain't going to be a press conference. That's right. There's no way that's
going to happen. Idiots like you will be up there asking questions. He'll have to say next question.
Yeah. Who is Maria Yarabel Garcia Martinez? That's the alleged mistress.
Next question.
Yes, exactly.
Why is there a car for $85,000 that you purchased?
Right.
Next question.
Yes.
Cool, it's getting hot in here, is it me?
Yeah, right. 617-779-7937. Bill in East Hampton is up next. What's up, Bill?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Great.
Hey, Mark, I don't know if you remember. I called a few weeks ago, and we were talking about the draft lottery being rigged.
Yep.
And we discussed how Zion was just a distraction for the Lakers to get that fourth pick. mm-hmm. and how they would get the Anthony Davis and he would be, we hit the nail on the head with that one.
All right. Right. And Bill, you know, okay, so they didn't fix it for the Knicks, which they should have. But I said, if you're ever going to fix a lottery, everyone thinks that you should have fixed this one. But what did they do? They gave the Lakers just the ammo. So the Celtics, who had Sacramento's pick, and Sacramento and the Lakers, if I'm not mistaken, their records were pretty comparable, but it was the Lakers who should have gotten the 14th pick, and instead they got the 4th pick while the Celtics get stuck with the 14th pick.
Exactly. We hit the nail on the head
we
with
did.
That
Bill,
one.
It's
that
fixed. One. I'm sorry. It yeah, is it, fixed.
You guys done with your victory exactly. lap here?
The other thing, no. The other thing was a little bit about the Celtics. Everybody's like, oh, why are they talking about you know, Vucevic and this and that. And let's be honest, I love Boston. It's not a preferred destination elite.
When the Celtics,
the elite free right. agents.
When the Celtics so got, and I'll tell you, Bill, I'll tell you this too. When the Celtics got Al Horford, that was one of the biggest upsets in free agency history. Because
absolutely,
no one, Boston had never got a marquee right. free agent.
But he's also not a true superstar.
Who no, cares no,
if
no.
Kyrie leaves. Horford's right. the one that's going to hurt us.
Yeah,
that's
Gordon Hayward, his wife Penelope wanted to go to Miami.
Right, and she you had Miami. A special yeah. inside. You Gordon, had an inside track.
Gordon Hayward didn't come to the Celtics because of age. He came because of Brad Stevens.
Correct.
Yep. Right.
We can't get big time free agents. We should have used some of these picks years ago when Ainge got them and got the players. That's how we won the championship. We traded for Ray Allen.
Yeah.
We traded for Garnett thanks to McHale. He did us a favor. That's the only reason we won. I mean, he gave us Garnett.
Yeah, he
I
did, mean, though. He did.
I know he did.
Yeah.
I don't like the tone of this call. It doesn't feel like an Eastern Conference Finals call.
Yes. No, Bill's a real call.
I love this team. I mean, I love this team, but if you think we're better without Horford, all these callers, come on, get real. That pick and pop play at the top of the key, that was our bread and butter for years when Horford came.
Yeah,
we don't have
Horford
that anymore.
Will be missed, and that's the thing. Even if you get a guy like, you know, Clint Capella or Vucevic, Clint Capella is not a pick and pop guy. Chris Curtis, executive producer from the Mott and Callahan show, tweeted us, and it's true, this picture of Ortiz sitting next to his buddy David Fernandez. Andy, there's no way. David Fernandez is wearing a freaking hat.
Right.
He's and wearing a hat.
Is at least 100 pounds lighter.
And like I
mean, just look at the cutout of the two figures.
Like, and David Fernandez is more meat on his bones than I.
Is that definitely him? Because even one has white pants on, one has dark pants.
Right. It's worse than me and Gronk.
It really is.
I mean, literally.
A hat, dark pants, and 100 pounds less.
Oh, no. This is just, folks, this is one of the lamest. And that goes to show, we will not get justice or truth in this case. This is one of the lamest excuses or BS theories that could ever be dropped by any country that he was not. There's no way Stevie Wonder, anyone could be able to, would not mistake David Ortiz for this guy next to him. This is a joke. That's an absolute joke. And you see it better here in this still pick with it circled. No, I can't believe this is what they're going with. This is what they're going with.
But some people will buy it. There's a certain portion that'll buy it. There's a certain portion that wouldn't buy anything you sell. And then there's a certain portion that'll just move on, right?
I think we found out that there are some skeletons in David Ortiz's closet.
Sure. Like how bad are they? Else.
Yeah, right.
How bad
exactly.
are they? I mean, what's the level of skeleton if you have a guy you associate with who's got some issues in his own right? Or you have a girlfriend on a different continent? I don't know the parameters of his marriage. Maybe there's the, if you're on a different country in a different time zone,
right.
whatever the rules are.
Right.
To each his own.
And maybe they have some people have open marriages. We don't know. I don't know. I don't
sure.
speculate. John, before we hit trending, get me the sound from Seth Everett.
Please.
Get it. Get me the sound for Seth Everett, who's talking about David Ortiz on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Give me a second.
Okay.
Fox Sports Radio.
And he talked about
David Ortiz.
And questioned his character to see the least.
And he had some good nuggets.
He did.
Good night.
David Ortiz, in his playing career, had a friend who had three aliases and was wanted by the FBI for a drug trafficking ring and a illegal gambling ring. And David Ortiz, in 2006, threatened to pull out of the Home Run Derby unless his friend could get on the field. And Rob Manfred knew what they had uncovered about this guy and said, get him on the field. Then, when he was arrested at an FBI raid at David Ortiz's house that never was publicized, Theo Epstein called the guest I had on my Sports with Friend podcast, Eddie Dominguez, and said, I thought we were friends. How are you? I'm trying to get David Ortiz signed to a contract. What are you doing? I'll give you one other story from the podcast, just as a little teaser. When Aaron Hernandez was convicted of his first murder, MLB sent a bunch of security agents to talk to all 30 teams, and they went to the Red Sox. The Red Sox brought one of the Aaron Hernandez detectives to the Red Sox camp to address them. David Ortiz was sitting in the front row, and all they talked about was association and who you're associated with. Anyone who knows anything about the way David Ortiz lives his life is not surprised that somebody tried to kill him.
Wow, that last part. Anybody who knows how David Ortiz lives his life is not surprised that someone tried to kill him.
That's the poster right there. That's, there's a movie, or documentary.
That's the drop the mic.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it right there. So therein lies that. All right, so he associates with some shady characters.
Correct.
And
he has a girlfriend.
And
who may associate with shady characters.
Very shady characters.
Right.
And so that here's the thing about it. It still befuddles me how anyone, I mean, this is the guy who's the most famous person in the history of the Dominican Republic, and someone tried to assassinate him or at least paralyze him from the waist down, according if you believe, like,
I read that on Twitter.
You saw that, right? You saw that. Hey, at this point, that's as legitimate as the Attorney General for the Dominican Republic.
No question.
Right.
I think that's more believable.
Right.
Because you wonder, if you're trying to kill a guy, why don't you shoot him in the back of the head? Oh, because they weren't trying to kill him. They were trying to shoot him in the spine and paralyze him. That's why he would shoot low in the back.
To me, that's almost worse if you're trying to paralyze a guy for the rest of his life.
Oh, yeah. I think that's why they were doing it.
Wow.
These guys don't play nice.
Hey,
I've seen movies.
I'm thankful that David Ortiz is, according to all reports, in good condition at Mass General, and that hopefully he's going to be out and about and getting back to normalcy. I don't know how much his quality of life will be affected due to the fact that, like, he lost, like an organ. Intestines,
yep.
Colon issues.
Colon,
I mean, it was... You get shot, like, it's not just, you get a colonoscopy with anesthesia, and then you wake up, you're good.
No.
It changes things.
Yeah, he's going to be different. My guess is he's going to lose weight.
Yeah.
And I have the feeling you have all those issues down there. It's going to affect his diet. And
there's
going to be some issues.
And
he's alive.
He's alive.
And he's not paralyzed.
Yeah, exactly. And in walking and hopefully in good spirits and get back to normalcy. But if anybody mistakes those two... they're going to have to come up with another BS excuse or lie better than that.
That was a good job by Chris Curtis, by the way. He really swayed us there because I hadn't seen it painted that way.
Well, you know,
when he circles that picture, it's like, okay, one has black pants, one has hat, one doesn't.
The picture that I saw was David Ortiz and this guy at a previous show where they were wearing like this gaudy, shirt that The Rock would wear to the ring in the 90s.
Yeah, no, those.
Right.
The guy who weighed 275 versus the guy that weighs 130 or 150 or whatever he is, you should not mistake him if you have any idea what you're going after.
Yep. All right, we got a half hour to go here live at Fenway Park, WEI4 Clubhouse Studio. Continue to take your phone calls on this. The Celtics. We'll also get into the 10th wonder of the world that only a few people, including Jerry Callahan
and Mutt.
Mutt and Lou Maloney,
that
got
guy
to see
out in the street.
Night. Yeah, probably everybody but me and you, which will be opening to the public tomorrow right here in Boston. We'll get to that. And your phone call, 617-779-7937. First, it's time to trend.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right back to James and Hart on Sports Radio WEEI.
Okay, Mr. Fernandez, Sixto Fernandez, is the cousin of a guy that's wanted by the DEA in the United States, a man by the name of Victor Hugo Gomez. Now, apparently the cousin, Fernandez, had ratted him out to officials before in 2011. This is now a huge web between the two countries because it involves people in prison, talking to people in prison in Dominican Republic, talking to people on the streets in the United States and streets in the DR. The fact that 14 people were part of this tells me that this was a haphazard, poorly planned assassination attempt. I've seen Latin American assassination attempts. The way that this went down, it almost looked like something out of the Keystone Cops. And the fact that you'd have 14 people involved in something you'd want to keep close hold makes no
sense. Why would you do that?
So that was from CNN. That's crazy. That is nuts. Wow, the Keystone Cops. Crazy.
Man in the bathroom.
Oh, you remember this song?
Love this song.
Oh, boy. Shaggy, right?
Say it wasn't you.
Shaggy. 617-779-7937. Well,
that's good. This is a good choice for this topic.
Yeah, John Anderson, you know?
Well done.
You know, when he wasn't in the bathroom.
Extra bathroom break next show.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Andy. I like it. Andy's my favorite now. Drellick and Dickerson never stood up for me.
Wow. Yeah. They didn't? That's not right.
No, they're not going to stick up for
That's
you.
That's terrible.
Yeah. No, Dickerson would throw more into the bus than anybody.
See, I'm your only ally. Remember that.
617-779-7937. Before we get to the 10th wonder of the world, because the 8th wonder of the world was Andre the Giant.
That is true.
The 9th wonder of the world was China. Remember China?
Yes.
Okay, they call her the 9th wonder of the world.
The late China.
The late China. Yeah, may her soul rest in
peace.
Dead,
you know.
She's no longer with us. Saw her wrestling one time. We had a public appearance one time in Charlotte at the Uptown Cabaret, and she was performing there,
That's
too.
That's right. She got into porn after
she
wrestling.
She did. Yes.
Yeah, she went down a bad path.
She went a really bad path, unfortunately. I know. But
Triple H really married her? They were married, right?
No, they were just boyfriend, girlfriend.
I thought they were married.
No.
They both came out of Killer Kowalski's wrestling school
man,
in Malden.
Look at you. You know a little bit. Nice. Yeah, they did.
I've been there. I did a story while I was at Tufts for the school newspaper. Feature on Killer Kowalski's wrestling school.
A buddy of mine tried to be a wrestler, and he went there a couple times, so I checked it out. This was like in the 90s, late 90s, after Triple H were long gone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but Triple H, you talk about hitting the mother load, huh? Marrying the daughter of Vince McMahon.
You know, some might argue that it wasn't an accident, and maybe it was calculated.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, well, they said that Stephanie...
He is the assassin, you know.
Stephanie broke them up.
Yeah.
She broke up Triple H in China.
Good call.
Yeah.
WWE, publicly traded corporation stock.
Probably a good...
Seems like you made a good call.
I would say that...
I'm no longer a contractor. I married the boss's daughter.
Yeah. The daughter of a multi-billionaire, and imagine, you know, Vince, and imagine just going over to, like, Vince's house for Thanksgiving. I mean, I
wouldn't want to screw Vince, though.
No.
You screw Vince, you might end up on one of these Keystone Cop assassination attempts.
Yeah, because he'll do the, with Bret Hart. I didn't screw
Montreal
Brett.
Montreal screw job.
Brett screwed Brett.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm glad Fine.
I feel like we bonded over wrestling for a minute. That was cute.
The good wrestling.
That was cute.
The stuff now sucks.
Yeah, I don't watch it now.
Oh, it's horrible.
I have no interest.
Please don't.
And I don't think anyone else is either.
Your son's 12.
Yeah, and he's out of it. A few years ago, we were watching for a while.
And now he... Wow.
I mean, they're in trouble.
Oh, they are in trouble.
Yeah. I mean, I know that the network has done okay. They had enough subscribers, but...
No, not anymore.
People are ripping
pay-per-views. No, not anymore. They're offering 3 months subscription for 99 cents.
They're in trouble.
Well,
and
now
part of that's Triple H. He's the head of creative.
No, it's not Triple H. It's Vince. Vince is concentrating now more towards on the XFL.
Right.
And the whole... And this new company started with Dusty Rhodes' son, Cody, AEW, and they're killing it.
Oh, yeah. That's the Jaguars owner.
Yes.
Shad Khan.
Yep. Tony Khan.
Yep.
So they got some backing there, believe
good.
It.
And competition's good.
It's very good. Their first pay-per-view was a rousing success.
Really?
Yeah, in Vegas. They got a second one coming up.
Why don't you go work for them? I've got a history in the business.
I do. ECW days.
Yeah. I've heard stories. I mean, I don't know, but I've heard stories.
Yeah.
It seems like you get back into that.
Well,
and that's a local one, right? Aren't they doing everything out of Florida right now?
Yeah, they're. Yeah,
so you don't even have to travel yet. Now, if it takes off, there's probably a lot of travel and crap.
Oh, they're going to be traveling.
You can go work down there.
Yeah.
Well, get your agent on the phone.
You know those checks don't bounce.
Right.
They don't bounce.
Right.
617.
Who's doing it too? One of the NFL.
Oh, Alex Marvez.
Alex Marvez,
good buddy
is
of mine,
good
friend of mine. He's doing color commentary with Jim Ross.
See, why don't you call them?
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know what kind of thing they got.
Saturdays with me or doing an up and coming wrestling promotion.
I know hot chicks
that's,
too.
That's a tough.
That's true.
Tough decision.
617-779-7937. Josh in Boston. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
I just wanted to listen. That video, I went back to watch the video of the Dorothy's getting shot, and I watched the raw footage of, you know, the Dominicans talking and stuff like that. I'm Puerto Rican, so I speak Spanish. And if you look back at the video, the guy that shot David Ortiz, he was wearing a red shirt, right? And then in the beginning of the video, there's a guy focusing on the guy in the back of a pickup truck that they arrested wearing a red shirt, and he said, that's the guy that shot David Ortiz. They have the gunman since day one. But some shady stuff is going on. Mm-hmm. The police are, I believe they're in it. They're paid, obviously. And just some shady stuff is going on. But they have the gunman since day one.
So do
could
you
be true.
Josh, you also believe, obviously, Poppy was the intended target, too, right?
I believe that. Yeah, I believe. Yeah. I mean, you cannot mix that up. That's just crazy. But, I mean, listen, I believe they had it since day one.
I was actually, like, when the Daily Mail were coming out these reports and they're talking about, well, you know, Big Poppy was allegedly messing around with his drug lord's girlfriend. It's like, okay, that's fathomable. And the drug, here's the thing about drug lords. You learn one thing. They don't give a crap what Big Poppy did for the Red Sox or Major League Baseball. They don't care. You're messing with their
girl.
Absolutely
not.
They will, if it was Big Poppy or LeBron James, they're going to try and take you out. That's it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. And especially in a place like the Dominican Republic, where you can pay people off easily. And, you know, drug lords carry a lot of weight down there. I mean, trust me, you can get away with it. They have the gunmen since day one. That's all I called you guys for. Since day one, they had them. Yeah, no problem. Take care, guys.
Yeah.
And there was also the original report that the perpetrators, or a couple of them, were cops, were involved with law enforcement.
Of course.
So it wouldn't be weird if the story just goes awry and they're cops and who knows who's paying who and corruption. That's the one thing everybody's been consistent with. It's corrupt from the bottom to the top in the Dominican. And you could tell me you're from the Dominican. I take offense at that. I'm sorry. That's all I've heard is that it's corrupt in the Dominican.
No, it is.
Prove me wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and obviously the attorney general is not trying to prove otherwise.
Right.
617-779-7937. John, our producer, his favorite caller, Blair in Maine. Hey, Blair.
Hey, I got a favorite song for you, John.
You got John. What? What?
Favorite song
for you.
Play it.
I've listened to this song for over a week, seems like. A week. I got to get Google to, come on, Google, are you that stupid? Here we go. Here we go. This song's awesome. It's a rap song.
Take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more.
Yeah, we're dropping him.
Are we allowed to play that?
Yeah, I don't.
It's the most popular song in America, I can tell you that.
Right.
It's a remarkable song.
Lil Nas X, yes.
It goes from, like, if you're 2 years old, you like it, and if you're, like, 88 years old,
right,
you like it. It's a miracle of the music industry.
Right.
The popularity is unreal.
Yeah. That's Blair.
I'm sure we have the rights to play it on the air.
Yeah, I don't either.
That's the number one song in America.
Yeah, Blair, you know, I like Blair. I do. But every time I go to him, he makes me regret like putting him
on
there.
He was entertaining.
You know?
Maybe he'll get in trouble. It wasn't me. I didn't put him on.
Right, no.
I'm just sitting on this end.
Yeah.
I'd blame the producer and the guy with his finger on the button.
Next week,
it's Welcome to the Andy Hart Show.
Right. Oh, Blair. He's just a guy that, he's an interesting individual, to say the least. But we appreciate that, Blair. It's like he really likes you, John. I don't know, man. I think you two, you and him, have a special connection.
We absolutely do not.
John, will you tell our audience that when Ben Maller was in town and Ben Maller was having an event and all the callers were invited to it, Blair and Maine included, did Blair and Maine sort of give you a proposition?
Well, yeah, he wanted to give me a hug.
He wanted to give you a hug.
Yeah. Just a hug.
Just a hug.
Nothing more than a hug. Everybody needs a hug every once in a while.
Yeah, that's all.
Hugs can go a long way in this world.
I did
enjoy how Blair got into a fight with Google.
Oh, right.
Phone call.
Right.
Come on, Google. You can't be that stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. And he wanted to let us know. Like, we never heard that song before.
No. It's pretty good. I think it's going to be popular. I think it's going to take off.
Yeah, I think it already has. I think it already has.
One hit wonder?
I think he's the new Soulja Boy. You know, like the Superman.
Really have no idea what that means.
Right,
I'm just nodding.
He could have another hit, but not much longer. I think he's got a shot.
Dropped the rest of the tape yesterday. So he's got like six new songs out.
Are any of them any good?
Yeah.
Not really. It's called Panini, and then the Twitter moment said, thanks to Lil Nas X, you know, a Panini's no longer just a sandwich, as if they never heard of the baseball cards before.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, he's the new Soulja Boy.
Well, it doesn't matter. He can play festivals for the rest of his life.
Oh, that's it.
Like, did you see the elementary school video where he comes
out?
Yes,
and the kids...
He never sings. The kids just sing it for him.
Yeah.
He holds the mic up while the kids sing.
Oh, my...
He's made for life.
Oh, he is.
Appearances galore.
Yeah.
It'll be in commercials, whatever you want. He's set for life.
This is sort of the Ice Baby of the new millennium.
Right.
Like, it really is. That he doesn't even need...
Now, it might drive him crazy because I think that's a tough life.
Right.
When you have really one thing and then it all kind of peters out.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? Here's the thing.
And your national radio career.
It hasn't panned out yet.
No, I mean,
it hasn't flamed out yet.
It hasn't?
Me. Flamed
what
out.
What day is today? Saturday.
Yes.
Are you on nationally? No, you're doing local radio with little old Andy Hart.
Hey,
little Patriots.com Andy Hart.
Hey, first of all, I'd rather be doing local radio.
Well, it's better.
Yes.
Dirty little secret, national radio sucks.
Yeah, well, for the most part.
Including all the hosts.
Yeah, but you know what doesn't suck, though?
The money.
I was going to say, yeah.
I'd take it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, right,
what,
exactly.
Does Rome make like $15 million or something? I'll take it.
Well, I don't know if he makes that much, but I know Colin makes $6 million. And I know Rome makes probably like $3 to $4 million. And
I'll take anything that has the word million on the end of
it. Well, anything with seven zeros, I'm good.
Yep.
Seven figures, you're good. I don't care if it's a one. I'll take it. We're good.
Yep.
We're good on that.
You're not getting it, just
no, but I would take it. I think we all. Then when you get in the Jerry Callahan tax bracket, you're in good shape.
Money.
Casinos when other people don't get to go.
Oh, I know. Oh, we'll get to that next. I tease that. Final segment next. We'll get to the Encore Boston Harbor, the 10th wonder of the world, which they came. There's a company that actually came out and said a stat about the Encore Boston Harbor, which I didn't believe, but now I'm actually believing it. We'll get to that and close out the show next live from Fenway Park.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is James and Hart on WEEI.
I was a loser this weekend.
I actually win. I've had, like, now this is my eighth straight winning season.
Bounce around a couple of times.
You're always thinking gambling.
Well, you have
to figure that out.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm showing my colors, I guess. Yeah.
I have the analytics that I put into gambling.
Jerry's having a conversation and Mutt's running around in circles.
So, could you imagine, though, if Mutt got that money from Robert Smith, he'd be at the track in about a half an hour, right? He'd be at the...
I could not come up with a winner of the games.
The Boise State Broncos.
Oh, Jesus.
-2.5 over Fresno State.
What are you talking
minus
about?
-2.5. Boise State. Tomorrow, the Encore Boston Harbor will open up.
You know we can hear the pretzel. That break a little shorter than you thought it was?
Yeah, a little shorter than I thought it was. But the $2.6 billion casino will open up, and listen to this. It now ranks as one of the 30 most expensive buildings in the world.
Really?
That's amazing. That's how all the 3 million square foot. 3 million square foot? That's incredible. I mean,
the most expensive buildings in the world.
One of the 30 most expensive buildings in the world.
Aren't there like skyscrapers in Dubai that spin? Shouldn't they be a lot more expensive than that?
It's one of the 30, not the most.
Dallas, the AT&T, that's going to be more than that, right? Or no? That was like $2 billion, maybe not.
No.
The stadium they're building with the Rams in L.A.?
Yeah.
That's a big project.
This one is more, Hollywood Park, right? The smallest guest rooms are 650 square feet. They go up to 1,350 square feet for suites. Wow, there's residences there. Every room has a wind dream, a custom-made bed. Like, this is just an... the bathrooms also have 24-inch flat-screen TVs.
Nice.
Yeah.
People like me with IBS, you could use that. In there a while.
There you go. I mean, that's pretty that's sick. Nice. And I guess all the high rollers are coming in.
Mutt.
I said high rollers.
Right.
They will be going to this hotel and putting down... Because that's one of the issues that MGM's having. They're not getting the high rollers.
Well, now you're in Boston.
Right, not Springfield.
I know Boston stinks, according to Kyrie, but it is actually a real city where people come and people with money that can spend money.
Yeah.
Like you'll be in there.
Not tomorrow.
Wait till the sports book opens.
Right, yeah. I'm not much... I don't play blackjack, poker, none of that
I don't
stuff.
Really either. Although I have... What are the limits going to be, or the minimums? I'm not a big $25 guy. Like, I need a $5 table. You know, I'm working Saturdays with Mark James. Right. I need a $5 table.
Yeah. I just don't play that.
You took a bite between sentences.
Well, I thought you were going to go
longer. It's a pretzel. You can wait.
50,000 square foot indoor outdoor event space. A spa with 16 treatment rooms, 10,000 square foot of retail space in a 6-acre park harbor walk.
6 acre, that's good size. What do they got for food? That's what's going to draw me in. They going to have one of those fancy Vegas style buffets?
Well, they said this is basically a Vegas casino.
I need a good
buffet. This is a real Vegas casino in Boston. So this thing is pretty sick.
Actually in Everett. Poor Everett.
Yeah, you know. It's right, and you can see it from Somerville.
Vegas is crazy.
But you can see it right there when you're in that
right.
area.
But it's in Everett, right?
Yeah.
Technically?
Yeah.
I believe it's Everett.
Yeah, it's Everett.
Give them a little of a love.
This is insane.
Wonder.
Yeah, this is pretty insane. So, I don't know, haven't been there.
When are we going to broadcast from there?
Let's do it. Listen, I'll do every Saturday and Sundays if we can do it from there. Because you know the food will be great.
I'm just looking for the buffet.
That's it.
Point me to the buffet. I'll be ready.
Yeah.
I won't do it on air like you've been doing for the rest of this.
No,
segment.
You already ate a bagel.
I know. Yeah, I did it between.
Yeah, well, I didn't have enough time.
Seconds.
We have the shortest commercial breaks in the history of radio on the station.
That's good. That's good for the listener.
Yeah.
That is very good for the listener.
Yeah. So
people hate commercials. Dirty little secret.
No, but we like them because they pay the bills.
We do. They pay the bills.
We love
them. They pay us.
We love them. We love them.
You got to squeeze them in.
I was hoping they were a little bit longer there, John Anderson, but you know, it is what it is.
I know, Mark. You like to think everything's the producer's fault. I have no control over how long the breaks are.
Yes, you do. You're the producer.
Well, I could make them longer, but we don't want to just keep adding commercial breaks.
No, I know.
Can't make them shorter.
No.
Right? If he makes them shorter, then we're cutting off
revenue
streams.
But you know what?
Mark's people in Western Mass
right
here.
Right, right. And then Blair can't, you know, do his rendition to High Road by Lil Nas X.
I think we've run I don't think we're allowed to do that.
No.
We own the rights to that. We're not a music station.
No, but Blair started, you know.
Yeah, Blair.
No, but here what
Go
Blair.
Go find Blair.
No, but here's what Blair was doing. He was singing along with it, so it wasn't the song. Like He was like doing his own
karaoke version.
Karaoke.
Blair tricked everyone.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah,
he was good. Sounded just like it. Sounded like the real thing. Nailed the hell out of it.
Like, what do you think if Blair and Maine came into that kindergarten nursery school where like Lil Nas X did? Do you think he could just hold them?
Oh, no doubt.
Really?
Blair would kill it. Absolutely kill it. I am interested in going over that casino. I'm not a big casino guy, but the way you describe it, 10th wonder of the world, one of the 30 biggest buildings or most expensive buildings on the planet.
I mean, that's pretty insane. That's insane.
That is.
Like, one of 30 most expensive. I mean, we're talking Taj Mahal,
yeah.
Right?
I'll be interested to see what Jerry's review is on Monday. I'd be interested to see what they thought of that place. And yours when you get there.
Well,
I'll probably never get there.
Well, first of all, when's sports gambling going to be legalized here?
It's coming. I would say within the next year, right?
Yeah, but it was about Charlie Baker came out, the governor, and said it's going to be do it before NFL season. Now it's like, no, it's off the table.
Well, that's Massachusetts politics. That's how things work.
Plus, is crazy.
Hopefully when it comes, I will be doing it on my cell phone.
There you go.
I could become a gambler.
So there, that's when you, see, I have something, I have an app now. And
I'm sure you do.
Over the sea, you know.
I know, you told me you lost all your money. You had 1,200 units,
right.
And now you got no units.
I got 87 bucks left. 87, all right, thanks to John Anderson. When he wasn't taking 18 bathroom breaks, he did a good job. Right, John?
Nailed it.
Sure.
You did a good job. I'll give you credit. I'm like Dickerson. Dickerson doesn't whenever give you credit. I will give you credit.
Mark, you are the champion of the producers at this station.
I am. You and Eamon are like obviously non, you know, weekday producers. You and Eamon are 1 and 1A.
Kissy kissy there, huh?
Yeah, you and Eamon are as close as I think like you and Blair now. You and Blair have a connection. All right, so thanks to all the callers, all the listeners. Hart,
yes.
What do you got going on?
I am about to hit the road, maybe go out in my boat, have a beer.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, there you got a boat. Nice, very nice.
Don't turn it into something it's not.
Stay tuned next. Coming up, Red Sox pregame, Will Fleming, before the Red Sox get ready for the Blue Jays at 4:10 right here on the WEEI.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.